In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. All last fall, the catalogs just kept on arriving. They kept piling up. They didn't stop with the arrival of December 25th. In fact, they just have continued to show up almost daily ever since. Most end up in the trash, although every once in a while, one will catch the eye with the latest gadget, the next level of efficiency or power, or the most current must-have or must-see. A catalog arrived at First Church Corinth, and it wasn't long before the Corinth members were poring over the inventory of gifts, placing a covetous eye on a favorite gift or two, speaking in tongues, healings, miraculous powers, prophesying. With their pride, they bookmarked this catalog of spiritual gifts, and by their inventory, they divided between gifts that were greater or lesser, between gifts to be desired and those to be ignored, between gifts to be used to personal advantage and those to be shared very reluctantly with the community of faith. No wonder Pastor Paul reacts this way. Now about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. Their ignorance was shown in their focus on the gifts rather than on the giver of all gifts. Ignorance was revealed in their misuse of those gifts, in their dissensions, in their factionalism, all symptoms of the cancerous selfishness invading the body of Christ at Corinth, just as it also invaded their individual lives. Pastor Paul, in this reading, turns their attention to the giver, then the gift, and then the gifts. The attention of the Corinth members had focused for so long on the inventory list of the catalog, in the catalog. In some perverted way, they were not seeing their spiritual gifts as gifts at all, but rather as things they had earned, no need for a giver beyond themselves. And thus their distant pastor writes, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. They receive their gifts from the one giver, the one who was known as the Father who had created them and all things, the one known as the Son who had redeemed them, the one known as the Spirit who had called them to faith in that triune God. And then before proceeding to individual gifts, Pastor Paul directs the Corinthians to the gift, the Lord Jesus, the good and perfect gift coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. And how strange this gift, this Lord Jesus, who came wrapped not in glory, but in flesh and bone, in servant garb, to live and to serve in the world for the world. And this gift of the Father's love was unwrapped as the arms of Christ were stretched out on the cross beam against the dark Judean sky. And on the cross, that gift of God, the Lamb of God, bore all the sin of the world, including the selfishness of the members of First Church Corinth, as well as all the sin that bankrupts our lives. Christ's triumph over sin, death, and the grave compels us to confess by the Spirit's power that Jesus is Lord, that He is God, that He is God's gift to us and for us. And if the giver has given us the gift, he will certainly give us gifts, just as he did to the Corinthian church members and to the Holy Church throughout all the world in all times and places. Gifts too numerous to inventory, to count or recount, gifts nevertheless to be used for the common good of the church, of brothers and sisters in Christ, of friend and stranger, of those in need at home or at a distance. And as the Spirit of God brings us to faith in Christ and unites us in that confession that Jesus is Lord, that same Spirit enables us to state that confession with the various gifts that he gives us in our lives, in our callings, in our vocations. Yes, there are different kinds of gifts, service, workings, as classmates, colleagues, friends, family members provide ample proof. But there is one giver, the prodigal father, who lavishes on us the gift of his love. And it is not with catalog or with inventory list, but it is through the Word. The Word studied, read, heard, and proclaimed. The Word we received with the water, with the bread and the wine. The Word of forgiveness. Through that Word, the same Spirit unites our hearts and lives, our hands and voices, in grateful praise and service to the triune giver of all gifts, and especially the gift of his love in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.